Now, our main feature today takes us to the town of Kutná Hora, which lies some 60 kilometers east of Prague. The town attracts visitors mainly thanks to its Gothic cathedral and its history of silver mining. But now there's another good reason to go, the recently opened Central Bohemian Art Gallery, in short, GASC. Situated in a former Jesuit college, it has become the second biggest gallery in the Czech Republic. Ruth Franková went to check it out for this week's edition of The Arts.
The building of the Jesuit College was originally meant to house a permanent exhibition, but the new young team, which took over the gallery's management more than a year ago, has different ideas. Ondřej Chrobák is the head curator.
A permanent exhibition of this kind is not attractive enough. Based on our experience from various institutions outside Prague, this kind of exposition wears out within a year or two, and the attendance rate falls rapidly because everyone has already seen it. So we have decided to display the permanent collection only on one-third of the grounds out of the overall 3,000 square meters, and use the rest of the area for temporary exhibitions.
The permanent exhibition is entitled 1-2-3. Instead of presenting the best of the gallery's acquisitions, it focuses on the process of acquiring works of art. Mira Keratová, a host curator from Slovakia, gave me a tour of the exhibition.
This exhibition was done by curator Maria Bergmanová, and she composed this exhibition as a kind of deposit map. She structuralized it according to historical periods when these artworks were bought. Therefore, it's 1-2-3 title, because one part is the artworks which were bought in 60s, the other one during normalization period, and then the third one after 1989, after the Velvet Revolution. So these three islands are showing, of course, certain mood and ideological approach to what was acquisited in those times.
In order to put the GASC collection, which focuses mainly on paintings and plastic art, into the wider context of Central European art, curators have organized an exhibition called Kontakt.
It is the collection of financial group Erste, which some years ago started to collect so-called former Eastern European arts. This collection focuses on art since 60s up till present. It has very nicely articulated conception. It's focusing more or less on conceptual art, and there are certain spheres of interest, let's say. And big part of the artworks in collections are somehow dealing with public issues or political issues, the issues which are somehow relevant because of all these transformation processes this region went through.
Another exhibition is dedicated to the famous Czech cubist painter Emil Filler. Again, the organizers chose a rather unusual approach, and instead of showing his works, they are presenting Filler's extensive archive, mapping the sources of his inspiration. But the most valuable item in GASC and one of its most recent acquisitions is a rare 15th century miniature, acquired at the end of last year at an auction at Sotheby's in London for over £500,000. Due to its age, it will only be on display for a limited space of time.
This is the illumination which was never publicly exposed before, and it's known just through the reproductions from 20s, because somehow it was in a private collection. And it's illumination which is showing the acquiring and handling of silver in the town of Kutná Hora, which is famous by the silver production of coins and so on. And it's very special because of very detailedly showing all the procedure and because of its artistic mastery.
The Jesuit College, standing right next to the famous Gothic Cathedral of St. Barbara, served as army barracks in the 1980s and had to undergo a major reconstruction that took more than 10 years. Apart from the exhibition halls, there is a museum store, a children's corner, and a beautiful lecturing center, all done by young Czech architects. In the future, there will also be a garden and a cafe. Head curator Ondřej Chrobák.
We want to be as open to the public as possible and create a museum where you can spend a pleasant time, which can be intellectually demanding, but at the same time you don't have a feeling that it is something really serious. We want to equalize different forms of art. Last year, for example, we organized a creepy teepee festival to show people that indie music and serious art, such as cubist painting, are not two separate worlds, but one world of culture.
One of the central points of the newly opened gallery is the lecturing center. On the day of my visit, it is full of children from a local primary school who come here regularly to work on their art projects. To make the collections comprehensible to the broad public, GASK offers a wide range of accompanying programs. Ondřej Horák is in charge of the lecturing center.
I don't really like traditional galleries. What we are trying to do here is set the institution in motion and show it in a different light. We created a mobile project called Gas Tour and visited around 25 towns in the central Bohemian region in a London double-decker bus with a program for high schools. It was very well received, and in June the GASK tour will culminate with an event in which 30 high schools will compete for a prize designed by a contemporary Czech designer.
In the weeks to come, GASK will be hosting its second indie music festival Creepy Teepee and a summer camp for children entitled Artek, which takes its name from a former international youth camp in the Soviet Union. In early autumn, it will present a collection of student works from European art schools called Start Point. In short, GASK promises to bring more life and color into the picturesque but sleepy town of Kutná Hora.